When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wife cheated on me with her father. Welcome, gentlemen, to Cheating Wives Stories and Stories of Revenge. I used the robot voice due to an injury that took out my voice, but my heart is in every word. Guys, if you are currently going through the heartbreak, know you're not alone and these stories can help you. Marriage is a bad investment. What is the most valuable thing a human being can have? I mean, this thing is priceless. Is it trust? Nope. It's peace of mind. A cheating wife destroys it with a heartbreak. Peace of mind is valuable because it's rare, because we are always worried about something. Relationships are peace of mind's kryptonite. Cheating is in a sense emotional murder, as it changes you and you lose a part of you as a person. Let's get to this story. It's a really sad one to listen to, as even with the robot voice you can still feel his hurt. Read my wife's Facebook messages that she is sending to her father who lives with us. In it, he says he's sorry for coming so fast, and she tells him everything's okay, and then they start talking about how she wants some sausage on her lunch break while I was working. We had a huge argument about it that lasted all night. I'm going through a bad patch of depression, and the night before I attempted suicide and stopped myself in seeking help at a specialist center come Monday, after a lot of talking and yelling. She explained that she didn't have sex with him. She went to give him a hand J in our daughter's room, where they have been cuddling together for the past 2.5 weeks, and he finished before he got his pants off. This disgusted me and broke me, and now my wife and I came to a compromise because she won't cut him out of her life completely. He won't be living with us anymore, and she can only visit with him if they won't be alone. My wife and I are going to try and get help from a therapist Monday and try to save our relationship. I needed to vent, and I feel like I want to save this relationship, but she might not have physically cheated on me, but she went to try to and it just didn't work out, and then they joked about it, aka the sausage messages. She didn't plan on telling me. I just read her messages while she was asleep because she refused to let me see it, even though she always goes through my phone, but I never go through hers until now. I feel betrayed and sick and mad, but I just can't hate her. I hate myself and her sick father who used her when she was emotionally hurt and exhausted. I just want to know if anyone else might have gone through something similar and made it work, because I want to stay with my wife. She's the only one for me, and I don't know how to help her fall as in love with me as she was before her past father moved in with us. Can anyone help me, please? Comments. The only thing, at all, that matters is that you get your daughters to a safe place. That is your number one responsibility. Whether you kick wife slash dad out, find a cheap place, live in your car, whatever. The girls are not, and are never going to be, safe with this guy, and maybe not safe with their mom. You cannot leave them alone with him, ever. Not for a minute, ever again. Your world has indeed fallen apart. I am very sorry for this. But you have one job to do. Do it. They're going to my parents for a long while, they just picked them up. Dear Op, I know you say you both want to work it out, and I am almost always for working it out, but I see only one option. The sexually confusing is daughter father has to GTFO. I would tell my wife, wanting to help your dad, sure, a lot of people want to help their parents, but not in the bedroom. He could have ordered a hooker to do that. Pretty sure you can find a service or something to order a hooker for someone. You never ever even think, especially not ask your daughter for shit like that. I am a very understanding person, but this is just seriously ducked up. If your wife thinks there is nothing wrong with it and still wants to work on the relationship or marriage, well then daddy gotta go, and she needs to see a therapist who can explain and find out what is not okay for her to not feel or see that what she did and he asked for is so not normal. I am sorry, I hope you read this, keeping in mind that I am utterly shocked, and yes, also disgusted, but so are you apparently. This is not out of spite or hatred or anything, I really want to help. But he can 0% be in the picture, not even a happy birthday or a Merry Christmas. He asked his daughter for sexual relief. Sorry, as a parent I cannot imagine seeing my kid as anything other than my little boy. My mom said the same. Even with the kids as adults, we will always be her babies, and this is the mindset I am reading this with. He practically asked his little girl to help him sexually. I can't wrap my mind around what he was thinking. Seriously not. Story 2. My girlfriend, 21F, cheated on me, 23M, with my father, 54M. Do I cut my dad off or try to forgive him? We have been together for over a year. My girlfriend and father last week sat me down to tell me they had a week-long affair a couple months ago. They only had sex 3 times, they said, and after the 3rd time they say they both felt extremely guilty and mortified at their actions. They've been wanting to tell me since then but didn't have the hearts. I always knew they got on well, they bonded over many shared interests, but I never saw this coming. I feel completely sick. I haven't eaten hardly anything since they told me. I haven't officially broken up with her yet, but it is obvious as I haven't responded to any of the texts/calls she sent. When they first told me and after it had sank in, I left and haven't said a word to anyone outside of work since. I've been a total ghost to my whole family and friend group. My dad and I are very close. For my whole life I have looked up to him. He and my mom divorced when I was a teenager, but they have been very friendly to each other, which made the process so much easier. I want to forgive my dad. But if my girlfriend had cheated on me with another person, I would easily cut them both off. And in a weird way, my dad has hurt me so much more by doing this than she has. I could get over a cheating girlfriend. But my relationship with my father, a relationship I cherished, is destroyed. And it's his fault. My question is this: should I forgive my father? How can I forgive him? Should I tell my mom or brother? Would I be cruel for completely cutting him off, which is what my heart is telling me to do? TLDR: my girlfriend and dad had sex 3 times and felt so bad they told me. Comments: you can be thankful for the support your father has given you throughout your life, but that does not make him entitled to decide the path of your future, demand rights to what belongs to you, or gives him the privilege to make and/or reciprocate advances from your girlfriend. Do not allow yourself to validate your own father having sex with your girlfriend 3 times. This means that your father and your girlfriend had to face the guilt of betraying their love and trust for you on 3 separate occasions. Cheating is not a single act, it's a lengthy process. First, there was an excessive amount of flirting leading up to the first sexual act, then there was setting up logistics to ensure you would not find out about it. After that, they had to validate to themselves and each other that this is something they both wanted to go through, that this was something they valued more than their feelings and relationship to you, and finally they decided to do all of this 3 times within a single f***ing week. It took until the 3rd time for them to feel guilty about what they were doing to you, and guess what? It was after they decided to f*** each other's brains out because they weren't feeling guilty enough about it just yet. It was after coming to terms multiple times that they were okay with hurting you. Don't try to manipulate the situation in a way that allows you to forgive your girlfriend and father. You don't need to permanently cut off your father from your life, but right now you need to keep him out of your life for an indefinite amount of time. If you do decide to make amends with your father, realize that this will indirectly tell him that he's fully entitled to everything else in your life. Even if you address this to your father and he promises to never do it again, I can promise you that the next time shit hits the fan, he'll find a way to validate and excuse his actions. If you truly care about your father, allow him to suffer the consequences of his actions. He knew that getting involved with your girlfriend would jeopardize his relationship with you. After the first time it happened, do you know what he did? He told himself he was already in deep shit anyways and completely fucked up, so he used that to validate forming relationship with your girlfriend behind your back. That's not the sign of remorse, that's the sign of feeling completely indifferent towards his own son. Your father knowingly jeopardized his relationship with you, so give him the courtesy of allowing that to be a reality. Talk to your friends and family about the situation and by no means allow your girlfriend back into your life. Cheating on you with some stranger is one thing, but cheating on you with your own father? Absolutely disgusting. Just like your father, she knew exactly what she was doing, she knew exactly how much she was hurting to you, she knew exactly what the consequences of her actions were. I feel completely dead inside after reading and replying to your post. If this is how it's making me feel, I can't even fathom what you're going through right now. Just know that this is something you can't go through alone. Seek the support of your friends, family, and a therapist. I know it doesn't mean much or anything at all, but I'm truly sorry that this situation was forced upon you. There really isn't much else I can do other than giving you my personal opinion and advice on the matter at hand and hope that some of it helps you formulate your own decision that you can stand behind. Update: I have received several PMs asking me to update. A bit has happened since then, but I will try to be brief to avoid a wall of boring text. So I told my mom and brother like everyone suggested. My mom was heartbroken, and we talked for a few hours. She told me she was not surprised. When they were married, she suspected him of having inappropriate contact with students. My dad is a handsome man and she told me many girls would give him that kind of attention. She did not know if he was unfaithful for certain though. My brother took it as I expected. He blamed my ex and told me I should date less slutty women. I feel like this is missing the point, but whatever. I can't stand that guy anyway. For the following week after I dumped my ex, she would call and text me a lot. The gist was basically she loved me and I should forgive her because she made a mistake but hates herself for it. She told me it was just sex and that she wanted to fulfill her fantasy of having sex with an older male teacher before we got married. I didn't respond to any of these messages or return her calls. I hadn't heard from my dad until a few days ago when he came by to reconcile. He let himself in as he has a key and we talked. He told me about how the affair started with them flirting a little. Eventually they had sex. He said while they had sex three times, only the last time was actual penetrative sex. The first two she just blew him apparently and he fingered her. He told me this like I was going to be relieved they only did it once. In reality I was horrified that now a detailed picture was in my mind. I asked him if he had been in contact with my ex. He said yes and that they have had dinner a few times as friends because he was worried about her. According to my ex, I was emotionally torturing her, and my dad believes he is responsible for her. I told him I would not have a relationship with him ever if he kept in contact with her. He said I was his son and that he would be in my life regardless. I just held my tongue. He then told me it was shitty to tell my mom and brother like I was trying to ruin his reputation. I was done so I just nodded and apologized. I know that was cowardly, but I didn't want an argument. That was a few days ago. I haven't told anyone else other than my immediate family. I still don't know whether to totally cut contact with my dad. Part of me does, part of me doesn't. TLDR, told my family, broke up with my GF, dad came over to reconcile. I still don't know what to do. Edit, people are concerned with me apologizing. I do not actually feel remorse. I told him that because it is what he wanted to hear and I wanted him to leave. At that point I was just nodding along to avoid an argument and him potentially staying longer. Also I should have asked for the key, but like someone said here it is difficult for me to face him so I admit I wasn't thinking straight. Comments. Wow. Your dad is a piece of shit. He fucks his son's girlfriend and he has the balls to say that you're ruining his reputation? On top of that, you gave him a condition that you will try to have a relationship with him if he cuts out your ex, and he blows that off and says that you will have a relationship with him no matter what. Where was his apology? Where was his remorse? Where was the pain and guilt that he's supposed to be feeling because he f***ed up his family? To be honest, he doesn't sound sorry at all. It sounds like he was gloating about the blowjobs he got from your girlfriend. He probably cheated on your mom for years. What an asshole. Your ex is also an asshole. But at least she sounds sorry and she's not trying to gloat. Your ex sounds more guilty and sorry than your dad. Just because your dad has your blood, doesn't mean he deserves forgiveness. Based on his lack of remorse, your ex deserves forgiveness more than your dad. He's also known you your entire life, raised you. He should f***ing know better. If anything, your dad's actions are less forgivable than your ex's. Your dad was never going to tell you either. Your ex is still an ass, but she had the kindness to tell you about the affair. So why have you cut out your ex and not your dad? Cut him out. That piece of shit doesn't deserve your time. I would even try to get him in trouble with his job. If he's fucking students, which he probably currently is, then he doesn't deserve to be a teacher. Your dad behaved so unfathomably badly with your girlfriend, and what he said to you just makes things worse. One thing is clear, your father must be an extremely skilled manipulator. Your brother isn't assigning any blame to him for this. Your mom may be heartbroken. But I bet she won't leave him. She's known he's capable of something like this for years but turned a blind eye and is already blaming the girls that give him attention because he's so attractive. And then look what he does with you. You're trying very hard not to let yourself be manipulated. Not engaging with him when he showed up was very conflict avoidant, but also probably the exact right move. Arguing with him would have just made him all the more determined to work you over. But even though you're doing your best to hang tough, his actions definitely show just how confident he is in his ability to work you over. What nerve he has to meet your very reasonable statement of cut contact with her or I will cut contact with you with what's basically a nah, I'm gonna do what I want and you will never be able to cut me off. He's dead certain that no matter what, he will be able to work you into accepting whatever unreasonable, grotesque situations he puts you in. And to follow that with the suggestion that you did anything wrong by telling the truth to people who deserve to know it? Wow. You know how grotesquely wrong this all is. But your dad is a good enough manipulator that you need to be very careful. He's already got at least one, your brother, and probably two, your mom, people to accept the unacceptable. It's amazing. If you do end up for some reason forgiving him and resuming a relationship, do that because you've decided that this is truly the right thing to do for you, and not because he managed to somehow manipulate you into it. You're already wavering and finding it hard to stand up for yourself. And I know it's hard to make the decision to permanently cut ties with family. So how about this? Why not decide to cut contact temporarily? You can decide whether to make it permanent later, whenever you have the sense that you know for sure what to do. And do whatever it takes to keep him away from you so that you can make decisions independently of his manipulation. Consider it a break or whatever. Get some distance from him, consider therapy, and eventually you'll get to a place where you know whether you want to resume contact or not. In setting yourself up to get the space you need, definitely don't make some big proclamation that you're cutting ties, because that will just inspire him to put the full court press on you. Just say you need some time to yourself and that you'll be in touch when you've had time to work on putting this all behind you. Hopefully, if he doesn't sense that this may be the beginning of a cutting off point, he might leave you alone. But prepare for the possibility that he may not leave you alone, or may get your brother and mother to serve as his emissaries. He can't manipulate you if he doesn't have contact with you. But you need to make this decision free of his influence. Please at least commit to doing whatever you have to do to keep them all at a distance for as long as you need to sort through this on your own terms. Any reasonable person would respect a request for space right now. But if they don't, and you have to change locks, change phone numbers, get a restraining order, or whatever, do whatever it takes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.